أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أنزل عليه الذكر من بيننا بل هم في شك من ذكري بل لما يذوق عذاب. In the previous ayats, the beginning of Surah Sa'd, Allah Ta'ala, as the main themes of the Quran Sharif, expressed Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Here Allah Ta'ala explained it from a negative point of view, the wrong beliefs the kuffar had, that they could just not understand how all gods are made into one God. They, with their small, feeble minds, they believe that a God for rain is separate, a God for sustenance is separate, God for giving children is separate. How can all these gods be made into one God? They could not comprehend the great Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And also the life of the Akhirat they could not comprehend, and they could not accept that Allah had chosen Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as His Rasul. Though they were asking all the time that a Rasul must be sent to them, and they will follow the Rasul immaculately and fully. But when the Rasul came, they were the first ones to turn against the Rasul. So Allah Ta'ala says, أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا. Kya usi par utri nasihat hum sab mein se, the kuffar, the mushriks of Makkah, who suffered from a great source of pride. They say what? That amongst all of us, it is only Him on whom revelation has come. That is, Allah left us all alone, and He chose this Muhammad, He chose this orphan boy, and He made him His Rasul. We are more eligible. We are the cream of society. We are the very good people. So we should have been chosen. Why has He been chosen? He's not fit for it in any way. Bal hum fi shakkim min dhikri. Koi nahi unko dhoka hai meri nasihat mein. It isn't anything else, but they have doubt in my remembrance and in my commandments, that they don't understand my commandments and my working, the working of Allah Ta'ala. What criteria Allah chooses and whom He chooses to be His Nabi, where can we ever know that criteria? We, in our small, feeble minds, we think of things in a different way. بَلْ لَمَّا يَذُوقُ عَذَابُ. Koi nahi, abhi unhone chakhi nahi meri maar. It isn't anything else, and only one thing can make their heads right, and that is when my adab will come to them. Just like many people today also, they have all queer beliefs and ideas, and no matter how much you explain to them, they will not understand. There is only one thing that can make them understand, a good hiding. And that is jihad, which Islam has instituted. Besides that, nothing else. Words cannot explain. They are too stubborn to accept. Their pride is too much. And when hard conditions come, Allah's azab, then they get a bit soft and humble. Besides that, they don't. So Allah says, that is the only solution for this people also, that they will be punished by Allah Ta'ala. أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَحَّابِ. کیا ان کے پاس ہے خزانے تیرے رب کی مہربانی کے جو کہ زبردست ہے بخشنے والا. Or have they got the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, the treasures of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Do they possess them? And are they in charge of distributing from the mercy of Allah? That whom Allah wants to give Nabuwat, they will decide. And they will advise Allah that give so and so Nabuwat. This is what they were really doing. And we also become guilty of this many times. Especially the crime of jealousy is such that when somebody is blessed with some ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, we feel, why was he given that? And if we have got an outward show of humility, we won't say, I am more worthy of it, but so and so is more worthy of it. And so we are deciding for Allah, where Allah must put His mercy, whom Allah must give Nabuwat to, etc. So in this kuffar of Makkah, they suffered from this great pride also, that they felt that they must decide whom Allah must give nabuwat to. أَمْ لَهُمْ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنُهُمَا يَا ان کی حکومت ہے آسمانوں میں اور زمین میں اور جو کچھ ان کے بیچ میں ہے. فَلْيَرْقُوا فِي الْأَسْبَابِ, تو ان کو چاہیے کہ چر جائے رسیہ تان کر. Or are they the possessors of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between that? And then, if that is the case, let them make their means to go up towards the heavens and the earth, and by where the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, where decisions are made, let them reach there and let them go and make the decisions. Many of us, we feel if we are not called to some mashura, then they have done wrong. That we feel, that is also pride. I must be included. I must be consulted. How could they do this without consulting me? So the kuffar of Makkah also felt that they are in charge of the system of Allah. And in fact, they felt that they should be consulted. And Allah should consult them, and then they should decide by the arsh of Allah and the decree of Allah, they should have made that who must be given nabuwat, who must not be given nabuwat. Also from this we should understand many things that we object to, whether it is in the house, whether it is in the business, in an institution. Behind it lies very serious weaknesses of our iman and our actions. That is why we make this objection. Which comes on the tongue is not just that we blurt out something, but it works out from before. What is deep in the heart, that a person can see that what is in that person's heart, why is he making this objection? So this kuffar of Makkah, it was just outwardly that they said, but the Quran has analyzed it. And under cross-examination, the Quran is presented that the actual disease is a terrible disease of the heart. Worse than cancer and heart problem, the spiritual disease of pride that they possess, that the jealousy that they have in them, that is making them speak these words. And a Sheikh Kamil is he, that when we say something, by our actions, he makes out actually what is in the heart. And this is not nothing to do with kashf, etc. also. Just like a motor mechanic sees the exhaust of the car and he tells you the rings in your engine, on your pistons, they are finished. So it doesn't mean he's getting kashf. The signs are so clear that if your exhaust is burning black, your car is eating oil, that means your rings are finished. It is so clear. So all these things, a person can see clearly what is actually in the heart of the person by his outward actions.
جُنْدُ مَا هُنَالِكَ مَحْزُومٌ مِّنَ الْأَحْزَابِ.
ایک لشکر یہ بھی وہاں تباہ ہوا ان سب لشکروں میں. This is only one crowd that they have. There is another great principle the Quran is explained, and may Allah open our eyes. All these marches that we have, all these demonstrations that we have, it is nothing. It is just like on Qurbani's day, there are 2,000 sheep. They are nothing. One slaughter is enough to finish them all up. The kuffar have made us stupid that we also march, we sign petitions, etc., and we walk on the roads, and we miss our namazes, men and women are mixing, etc., all that, and we think we have done our duty to Islam. All these false things, Allah says, is just one crowd. Just like from bir, which is a crowd, like bear, which are sheep. They are just one crowd. They can't do anything. One lion is enough for all of them. One slaughterer is enough for all of them. Like that, all this, Allah says, what the non-believers have got. Whoever is on falsehood, it is only one crowd. And Allah has determined that all these crowds will be completely annihilated. They will be extinguished. They won't have any say whatsoever. Today, unfortunately, we also get very overtaken and impressed and get frightened because of crowds. Crowds are nothing. But whoever is standing on the truth, one man on the truth, is much more heavier than millions who are just a crowd, who are not standing on truth. They got no feet to stand on. Argument that you have, the truth that you have, your connection with Allah and Islam and the true deen, those are the things in which there is power. And just these crowds and these armies are nothing whatsoever. Just like presently, America is so frightened to put one soldier on the ground in Iraq.
They know they have learned their lesson. They make a big noise and they show big videos to share how our military is and how our intelligence is. But the intelligence has openly failed them in the eyes of the people of the world. The world can see that they are completely useless, but this is just a crowd. And Allah says, I have determined that these crowds won't be able to do anything whatsoever. Only those who are on truth will be able to stand up. And this is nothing new. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَعَادٌ وَفِرْعَوْنُ ذُو الْأَوْتَادِ وَثَمُودُ وَقَوْمُ لُوطٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ أُولَئِكَ الْأَحْزَابُ. جھٹلا چکے ہیں ان سے پہلے نوح کے قوم اور عاد اور فرعون میخو والا اور ثمود اور لوط کی قوم اور ایکا کے لوگ. وہ بری بری فوجیں تھی. Allah says the people of Nuh alayhi salam, who also were very arrogant, and how they spoke with regard to the believers, the people of Ad, who said, Man ashaddu minna quwwa, who is more stronger than us? Fir'aun, what power Allah had given him, and he was the man who is known as Dhul Autad. When he used to punish anyone, made them lie down on a board and nailed their hands and legs onto that. In this way he used to give punishment and make them hang from the trees. All these who appeared to be so proud and strong, for a little while they lasted, and then just like a paper god, and it was just burnt and finished. Nothing was left of it. The people of Thamud, the people of Lut, the people of Aika, all these were like huge armies, but just like paper armies, no value they had, and Allah destroyed them all. In kullun illa kadhaba ar-rusul fa haqqi iqab. Ye jitne the sabne yahi kiya ke jhutlaya rasoolon ko, phir sabit hui meri taraf se saza. All of them were such that they falsified and denied the rasools, the messengers of Allah, and the teachings of the messengers, and then Allah Ta'ala destroyed them completely, and the end result was one of total annihilation and destruction. The message is clear for us here, that we should not be impressed with crowds. We should not look at outward things, but bring reality, the true Iman, Islam in our lives. Those are the people who have got power, and it's not their power, Allah's power is with them. And when a person stands on falsehood, he's standing on not slippery ground, he's standing on nothing. He's got no foundation on which he's standing, and he will be destroyed. And Allah's system, for a little while, Allah puts this great awe and this great majesty in this, and people get impressed what big armies and what military and what equipment they have got, but they are reduced to complete dust within a few seconds. Wa akhiru da'wana.